Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 20 of Heroes Unlimited. This page is a big one for character creation. It gives us step 3, determining super abilities for new superhero characters, step 4, determining education and skills for new characters, and step 5, picking an alignment. We're going to get into alignment as we go. That section continues for the next couple of pages, and we'll have some things to say about it in a little more detail. And we'll be talking about step 4, skills, more when we get to the skills section, which is coming up pretty soon here. The next step for me, though, for my poor, dumb, unlikable baby, this character that I'm creating as the podcast continues, is determining super abilities. This is where I decide on a power category. Now, there is a random table here that lists all the different power categories: experiment, robotics, bionics and implants, special training, mutants, psionics, physical training, magic, hardware, aliens. Generally speaking, I'm going to be rolling on every table I'm allowed to roll on. I'm going to make as much of a random character. I'm going to let this book do the work of creating a superheroine for me. However, because this is a podcast, because contrary to what the casual observer might think looking through my window, watching me do this all by myself, I am doing this for you, the listener, and I want to create my character using as much of this book's material as I can. So I am going to exercise my option not to roll on this table, but instead to choose a power category, and I'm going to choose alien. The reason is that the aliens in this game get an additional power category. Alien means they're from another world, and so there's all kinds of cool stuff you get to roll for them. But then they are also like an alien mutant or an alien robot. That means we're going to get to take character creation through both the alien section and one more power category, which I'm very excited about. More tables to roll on, more fun to have. So I am choosing alien. For the same reason, I have elected to make my character a mega hero. She may be dumb, ugly, and unlikable, but she is going to be a veritable goddess among men. Both so that we can explore the mega hero rules, the products of Kevin Sambita's twist and unique imagination, and also because after a few days of talking about this nameless, featureless person, I have grown protective of her and I want only what is best for her life. Now, not everybody can be a mega hero, and that brings us to the dumbest thing on this page. Quote, "The mega hero is an optional personality and power modification that can be applied to many of these categories. The optional superhuman can be applied to aliens, experiments, mutants, psionics, and, if the GM allows, magic, physical training, and special training characters, at least under certain conditions." So obviously, it's time to have a talk about the very serious issue of robophobia. This game does not permit for robot mega heroes. Such exalted power is not for them. You may recall in the table of contents, I pointed out that only the android gets to be in the table of contents. That's a type 4 robot, as compared to the type 2 robot, the classic robot, the robot that looks like a robot, the type 3 robot, the exoskeleton. This is a person who has a robotic frame that they use as a combat suit. The robot type 1, which is like a robot vehicle or a giant robot with a pilot inside. Yes, this is a game that allows you to play Voltron, to play Iron Man, a game that allows you to play Robot Man or Mechagodzilla, or Gernsback, the robot butler that the All-Star Squadron had in their Perisphere headquarters, if you prefer characters that no one cares about. And all of those options were viciously chopped from the table of contents. That was insult enough. But now, the mega hero, the pinnacle of superhero achievement, is barred to all robots, androids or no. You may say, okay, well, a robot can't be a superhero like Superman, right? They're just made of steel. They're just made of metal. They're just made of wires and electronics. They can't be godlike beings. Well, first of all, you've obviously never read a comic book, because what about Brainiac? What about The Vision? Red Tornado? Ultron, for fuck's sake? Annihilus, arguably, an alien exoskeleton robot? I don't know. These are all huge, huge, powerful characters. This game does not permit them. You can't be a robot mega hero. But if you want to, you can be a special training mega hero, which means you can be a Superman-level private investigator, or fucking stage magician. I'm naming Ultron, Red Tornado, and Brainiac. You give me three stage magicians of comparable power. What do you got? Abracadabra? Mysterio, maybe, in spirit? Bill Bixby and the Magician? Get that shit out of here. Robots rule comic books. they are top tier superheroes and supervillains. I'll say it. I think any robot can beat up any stage magician. R2-D2 could beat up David Blaine, and I'm willing to extrapolate that one strange example out to all possible cases without reservation. This is blatant robophobia. The inability to create mega-powered robots is a very noticeable gap in this game. Certainly the dumbest thing on this page. And a great example of the arbitrary, opinionated nature of Heroes Unlimited. For some reason, somebody has just got it in their head that robots can't be that powerful, which is a bizarre conclusion one would never draw from comic books, but it's just the way these designers feel, so suck it. This is why we're all going to die. When the singularity comes, Kevin Sambita will be the first one with his back against the wall. Join me next time as we take a closer look at alignment, particularly in light of the peculiar ethos of 90s comic books, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.